News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Death toll across central Europe from the worst flooding in decades has risen to at least 16 after Storm Boris brought a month's worth of rain in just 24 hours. Andrei Miron Dicanescu is the editor-in-chief at Euronews Romania. Andrei, can you tell us what the situation is where you are?
Well, good morning. There are still people who are struggling to fight with the flooding that came over them. Today is still raining in the affected areas and there is a code yellow alert until this afternoon with rain, and there is still a code red alert on Hydro until today at noon. So the worst didn't pass, and people are still struggling to just try to get on with their lives. There are a lot of them who remained without water, who remained without food, and of course, worst of those, they remained without houses. They were evacuated. So at this moment, 2,000 people are evacuated and have been affected in their houses. And 5,000 villages also are in this situation. I see this struggle across Europe also. We are talking about 7 people dead in Romania, 5 in Poland, and others in Europe. So I think it is a big struggle that also all the European Union should consider now. And maybe there will be a joint venture or there will be some measures to be taken across Europe.
OK, thank you for that. Andrei Miron Dicanescu, who's the editor-in-chief at Euronews in Romania. Just why is this happening? Independent climate and environmental researcher Sive O'Neill is with us. Morning, Sive.
Good morning, Jonathan.
I mean, it's climate change. There's no point in dressing it up as anything else. The reason why we're having this catastrophic rainstorm in Central Europe and devastating snow and blizzards in the Alps is because of this.
Well, it's going to take the scientists some time to work out the attribution of climate change. But it's very likely, of course, that climate change has played a big role here. And I'll just explain why. We have had exceptionally hot summer weather across the Mediterranean. We may not have seen it in Ireland, but heat records were broken all across Europe. Now, when you have warmer sea surface temperatures, that releases more moisture into the air. You're actually pumping heat into the atmosphere, which is fuel essentially for a storm. And combined with that, you had the meeting of hot and cold weather fronts and across a landscape which has, of course, these mountains, which plays a part in all this. So if you look at the stories on the internet and some infographics, it's quite dramatic when you see the cold blobs meeting the hot blobs, all of that heat and moisture from the Mediterranean and the Black Sea meeting that cold air. And it creates this atmospheric river where you have this intense rainfall just sitting over a particular part of Europe for days on end.
They're going to get worse. I mean, here in Ireland, if we want to make it local for just a minute, the reason why we had such a benign summer, a very dry summer, very cloudy, not much sunshine, was because that which provides our weather, which is the North Atlantic current, just simply kind of switched off and moved up and moved away. So while we are seeing a change, we saw a change in our summer, we can't attribute that to climate change, but there are worrying signs there that our weather is about to change significantly.
There are worrying signs. I mean, we have had bad summers, in fairness, you know, so there are averages, and Ireland's climate is not Mediterranean. We don't necessarily get a guaranteed sunny summer every year. That is not necessarily going to happen with climate change either. What climate models are saying to us is that weather will become more intense. So you might not have more frequent storms, but the storms that we do have will have more rainfall associated with them. So it's an important distinction to make. So we can't attribute one single event to climate change, but climate change increases the likelihood that weather extremes will be more intense and making it much more difficult for communities to adapt everywhere. And it's worth saying, you know, that, you know, this problem of climate change is not under control. We are still continuing to release greenhouse gas emissions at unprecedented levels. It increased last year by 1%. And as long as we continue to burn oil, gas and coal, heavy rainfall events and other extremes, then it may be somewhere else next time. It could be Ireland, it could be the UK, Scandinavia.
It will intensify. Okay.
Exactly. And we're not on track. Thank you, Jonathan.
We'll have to leave it there. Independent climate and environmental researcher, Sive O'Neill. Thank you for joining us.
Irish